Welcome to Selfish Confidence, a place where we can connect and be real about how hard it is to be your damn self. My name is Jess, and my goal is to help you build confidence and belief in yourself to live any life path you want, even if it's unconventional. It's time to flip off societal pressures and connect with women who've also felt on the outside by their life choices. We're here to encourage you to grab the mic and speak your truth. I know it can be scary, but we're in this together. Let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Selfish Confidence Podcast. It's Jess here, and it has been a while since I sat down on this mic and really just spent time with you. And so I want to say hello. Thank you for being here. I feel like I have like six life updates to give you in such a short period of time since I've sat down and recorded a solo episode. So here we are. Here we go. Let's get into it. So it has been just such a beautiful season of travel, a beautiful season of learning new things about myself, developing my confidence, and really just diving deep into trusting my intuition. And maybe you're like, what are you talking about, Jess? What do you mean trusting your intuition? And that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. But let me give you a little bit of context on that. So recently I followed my heart and I followed my gut and I took a big leap. I took a big leap to travel to San Diego for a conference just 2 weeks after I returned from Colorado, both for business and for fun and, you know, traveling with my husband. So my husband and I went down to the Empower Her event in Colorado where I was speaking on the stage in front of hundreds of women, which was so freaking cool to see myself in that light and to see myself in a new way. And then we met up to go hiking. We went hiking through different areas of Colorado. We climbed some mountains. It was probably the hardest thing I have ever done. Like, put me on a stage in front of hundreds of people, thousands of people even. Great. Put me on a mountain that I have to walk extra miles just to get to the trailhead is just a whole other journey for me. And that may be a story for another day, but we did essentially get lost in the woods for hours and only had one bottle of water and a couple granola bars. It was fine. It's fine. We turned up fine. We found our way back down. It was good. Then we got home and I saw this contest online to win a couple tickets, a VIP experience to an event in San Diego. And it was someone who I had never heard of before. Never, you know, had heard of this person, heard of their work, heard of this event. I just had this gut feeling that I was supposed to be there. And I have trusted that gut feeling so many times in my life. I've actually trusted that to go to the Shift event, which if you've listened to a lot of episodes here, if you're new here, I have a few episodes from the event that I went to, and I went because I had this gut feeling that I was supposed to be there. Again, didn't know the speakers, didn't know who was putting it on, wasn't too familiar with the city, but I asked a friend if she wanted to go with me, and she said yes, and I was like, okay, let's go. Hopped on a plane for the first time post-COVID and traveled to St. John's, Newfoundland for this event called Shift. And again, that's a whole other side story, but that's an event that truly changed my life because the next year when I went, I was actually speaking on that stage. A lot can change when you trust your gut and you really follow your intuition and you go with this feeling. And essentially that happened again with Empower Her going to Colorado. We went last year just knowing I needed to be there for a lot of reasons. Keisha being a huge mentor of mine, a huge inspiration to me, and just wanting to meet a lot of people who I've met in that community. And then I went, and then the next year I went and I was speaking on the stage. Like, it's just been this reoccurring theme. So I just decided to trust when I saw this contest to win two tickets to a VIP event in San Diego that I was going to win. I just had this gut feeling. And I messaged a friend of mine who also had entered. And I was like, you know what? If I win, I'm taking you. And she got really excited. And she's like, if I win, I'm taking you. And I was like, sweet, double our chances. This is going to be so good. And they announced the winners and we didn't win. We did not win the tickets. But something cool really happened. A couple days before they announced the winners, the person who was hosting this event messaged myself and my friend who was going. And they said, you know what? Even if you don't win, I want to give you two tickets. I want to give you two general admission tickets to come to the event. And we were both taken aback, like, whoa, what? Really? Like, you don't know us? You don't know, oh, I feel even emotional thinking about it. You don't know our story? You don't know where we're coming from? But the fact that she gave us that gift and she wanted us to be there, it just felt like my gut feeling was right. Like I was supposed to be there. So even though we didn't win the VIP tickets, we booked our flights. And in 2 weeks, we decided to, I was going to go visit my friend, Ashley O'Connor, fly to Boston from Nova Scotia, which is not that far at all. We'd go to Rhode Island, stay there for a little bit, hang out, connect, dive deep into what it is that like what the heck we were about to do. And then we hopped back to Boston to fly out to go to San Diego. And then we were there for a few days. And this was a 2-day full event with people we knew no one, like not a single person in this room did we know. We didn't know the speakers. We didn't know the businesses that were going to be there. The sponsors was not familiar with the area of San Diego at all. I've only ever been there once before when I was 21. And I just trusted my gut to be there. And I know that that's not easy for everyone to do, to listen to that feeling, to trust something so deeply and to do it in such a big way. But this has come with a lot of practice. I actually started to tune into my gut back when we were living in Barbados. And honestly, like the voices in my head were some of the only ones that I got to talk to for a whole day. And it was so lonely, but I had that feeling. Again, when we were living in Barbados, trusting that intuition to start a podcast, to start a business that was totally different than anything I had ever done before. And I fought that instinct for a really long time. I was like, no, nobody's going to listen. I don't need to do that. You know, I'm good where I'm at. Things are going good. This business is okay. Everything is okay. But there's sometimes this feeling that okay is all right. Sure it is. Okay, sure, it's fine. But you could have great if you follow that gut feeling, you follow that instinct, and you step into that more that you're being called to. And I'm flopping all around here today, but really what I want to talk to you about and what I want you to get really clear on is understanding how your intuition talks to you. Had I not listened to my intuition, I would not be here having this podcast right now. Had I not listened to my intuition, I would not have gone to an event that has given me some of the best friends that I know. Had I not listened to my intuition, I would not have hopped on a plane and gone all the way to San Diego to experience a new business mentorship that is so new and so beautiful and has this really great balance of where I want to go and where I am right now. And seeing myself in a new light in a room of people who do not know me, and has just been this beautiful experience. This has all come from the simple act of trusting my gut. And I say simple because it really is that simple. It's as simple as listening. But you really have to get clear on how your intuition talks to you. And this was actually a question that has kind of just inspired this whole thing. A question that was asked to me on the Empower Her stage, which will also be featured on Keisha's podcast, Empower Her. And she asked me, like, she gets this full body visceral feeling. She said, how do you know that your intuition is talking to you? Like, I'm like full body, like I'm all in, like I got this feeling, I go after it. But how do you know? And for me, it's very different. My intuition is actually, and if you look in the human design world, you can look in your human design chart, send me a message, connect with me on it, and I'm happy to explain it to you that way. But your authority essentially is kind of how your intuition talks to you. And so for me, mine's splenic, and it actually is this like little voice that tells you something once and then it goes away. And so for me, my intuition is a voice. It actually says things to me, and I feel like a crazy person as I say that, but it just is. And I had this whisper in my ear. I've talked about it several times on this podcast, and I never understood what it was until I started to learn more about human design. But this whisper was this idea to start a podcast. And I heard it, I heard the name, and it would just like come in these like simple voices. But the thing with splenic authority and the thing with, you know, intuition being like this, maybe yours is like a voice in your head too, they'll say it once and then they'll never say it again. And that's why it's so important to learn what that voice is and to trust it from the beginning. And so I'll say things like, I have this gut feeling, but honestly, it's just a voice in my head. It might be just a feeling in my body that I'm like, I'm supposed to be there. I'm just supposed to go. And I'm gonna trust that. Or when I see something online, like for this contest, I saw the contest and I just knew I was gonna win. And okay, I didn't win, but I still won. I still got free tickets. We were still able to go, and it was really, really cool. But it's just like knowing and trusting that knowing. For a lot of people and for a lot of my clients, theirs is sacral. And that is just this full body yes and that full body no. And that's actually what Keisha's talking about, where she just has this like body reaction. She's like, I just know that I'm supposed to do something. And so that is a sacral authority. That is a feeling of this full body yes or this full body no. And it can just come in waves. It can sometimes, it definitely will change its mind. All of your intuitions can sometimes say yes at some point and then change their mind and be like, no, think of like a bad relationship, right? In the beginning, it might've been like a full yes, like, okay, this is the person. We're going to do this. This sounds really good. And you get 2 years in and then you're like, heck no. My intuition told me to GTFO, get out, right? It can change. I don't know why I went to relationships there, but it can change. So don't think that you making one choice now is the choice that it's going to be forever. It actually can change and you just have to get really in tune with it. So again, that full body yes and that full body no. And I was actually in a workshop with my girlfriend Crystal, who hosted in the Selfish Sisterhood, and she explained to me how to understand how your body is saying yes and it's saying no. Because I can say that and you're just like, what does that even mean? And you start to ask yourself some really simple yes questions, start to feel what yes is in your body. So like for me, I can ask myself like, my name is Jess. Yes. You know, I'm married to Glenn. Yes. Like I have a dog named Polly. They're real, like they're obvious yeses to me. And so it helps me to navigate and get clear on what yes feels like in my body. Same thing with that no. You know, my name is Cinderella. You know, I live in Boston. Like I don't. I don't. So they're easy no's. And you just start to ask yourself these questions to figure out what yes is and to figure out what no is in your body. And you can just start to feel it. It's a practice. And all of these intuitions are a practice. You have to just start to get really connected with your body. Another intuition for some people is emotional. Your emotions are actually your intuition. And sometimes you have to go through like a really big emotional cycle to understand what it is that your body's trying to tell you. And I know for some of my sisters who are emotional, you're just like, it's exhausting. Emotions are so hard. And I'm with you. I struggle with them too. But it actually is because society tells us that it's a struggle, that we shouldn't show certain emotions. We're only supposed to show joy. We're only supposed to show happiness. We're not supposed to show all of our emotions. And if that's the case, then it's really hard to navigate what some of these harder emotions or difficult ones to navigate are telling us, because society tells us that they're not valid or don't show them, or they're dirty emotions, the bad emotions, right? There's good ones and there's bad ones. There's none. There's no good or bad. Just be neutral with a lot of the things and just start to learn and trust your body in what these emotions are telling you. For some of us, our intuition comes from chatting things out. We can feel something in our body. We can know we want something and understand it, but we actually have to use our voice and chat things out with people. We all have that friend that always comes and asks you your opinion on things or wants to chat some kind of idea out with you. And it might not be like they want your opinion at all. They just need a sounding board. They need a place where they can safely speak things out to understand what their intuition is telling them. And I really think what's interesting about knowing how your intuition is talking to you, one, through your human design or just starting to like try things out in your body, is a really great way to gain confidence in knowing yourself and knowing your bigger purpose. So often we get confused in what we're here to do, or we're trying to find a new job, or we're trying to find our partner, we're trying to find all these things, and we just can't get in touch with what we really want. We can't get clear on what we want. And so we're just like, oh, whatever, I'll try some things. But if you were to spend some time just getting clear on who you are and what you want and how your intuition talks to you, you'd really be able to kind of sweep out some of this bullshit and really focus on the important thing, listening to that voice or feeling it in your body or talking it out with a friend. And there's other ways for you to tune into your intuition too. These are just a few, but I think they're really important because they're the ones I see the most. emotions, full body things, a splenic voice. There's so many different ways for you to really navigate this, but these are the ones I see the most. And maybe you can connect and resonate with it. You're like, oh, I have a voice in my head too. I feel like a crazy person, but I have a voice in my head too. Or maybe you're like, oh yeah, I had this feeling when I was out for a run the other day that I shouldn't turn down, you know, that street, the street that I turn down every day, that I always feel safe going down. And I don't know why, but I trusted it and I didn't go down that street, right? Or when you're driving your car and you don't listen to that voice, you don't listen to that feeling, you get stuck in traffic or you get stuck, you know, in construction. But like you were told, don't go that way today. And you're just like, I don't know why it would say that or why, you know, I'd even think that. Like I go this way every day. So you go that way and something happens. You're like, I had a feeling. I know you've had that happen to you. Actually, Glenn says this to me all the time. You're like, I thought about that. And I'm like, why didn't you say it out loud? Say it out loud so that I can be on board too. You know, oh, I had this. I've kind of thought about that, but... You know, but I didn't say anything. I'm like, thanks so much. It's a matter of trusting that intuition, even if you feel like a crazy person, even if you're just like, oh, like no one's going to get it. Well, you know, we go this way every day. Why would we change it today? Or, you know, aren't you happy with how your life is? Why would you want to start a podcast? Why would you get on a plane and go all the way across to another country, put your feet in the Pacific Ocean and try this new adventure? Why would you do that? Thankfully, I do have a partner who doesn't, well, he thinks I'm crazy, but he goes along with it because he didn't even fight me on it. He's like, I know you're going to get on that plane. So, okay, have fun. I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for someone who trusts in me and trusting my intuition, just the same as I would for him. And so if you're like, I want to know about this authority thing, I want to know about my intuition, tell me more. I will put in the show notes how to access your human design, how to dive into it, where to find it. And you can send me a message if you're like, hey, this is what it says. Can you tell me a little bit more about it? I am more than happy to do that for you. But also the other way is just to get comfortable with what your body's telling you. Figure out that yes or no, or figure out that there's a voice there and just start to trust it. And the more you trust it, even in small little things, like maybe the voice says, hey, go for a walk now, like, or get up, just start to trust it in really, really, really small ways, because it's going to help for bigger things to have more strength in these decisions. It feels really uncomfortable. And so it takes practice, just like anything else. It's not like I could tell you right now to, you know, go become a Olympic figure skater. It takes practice. And the same thing with your intuition, the same thing with getting comfortable in your body and understanding what it's telling you. So how are you going to listen to your intuition this week? What small way can you step into understanding yourself more and gaining confidence through being connected with your physical self? Even just like little things like asking, like, what is this sensation? Or what's this trying to tell me? Or, that was strange. Like just being aware, write these things down. You don't even have to listen. Just like write down the things that you're feeling or that the voices are saying and just see how it goes. And I know there's someone listening to this right now who thinks I'm absolutely bonkers. I get it. I feel absolutely bonkers too. I feel crazy when I talk about this stuff. But all I can tell you is through my own experience, especially since starting this podcast and getting more in tune with my physical body and what is trying to tell me, has changed my life. I am not the person I was 2 years ago when I started this podcast. I'm not the person who I was a year ago when I got on a plane and I went to this event that I knew no one at. And I am, you know, not the same person who showed up on this mic a month ago before doing all this travel and trusting that things were going to work out, that things were exactly what I needed them to be. It comes from knowing and trusting and loving myself and allowing that self-care to just be my top priority. So what's your top priority right now? How are you going to get in tune with your intuition? And how are you going to connect with yourself to gain more confidence, to gain more clarity in who you are? I hope you have a wonderful week and check out the show notes. Check out the information to find out more about your human design and then send me a message so that I can kind of explain a little bit more to you so that you can understand and know yourself on a new level. I hope you have an amazing week. I love you so much. Talk to you soon.
What's up, sis? I am so glad we could hang out today. If you love this episode, send it to a friend or share it on your social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me sprinkle some confidence in the world. And don't forget, you are magic. Let's show the world your shine.